bad. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night. Some people say lies, 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 but I say why? Why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? And I'm remembering a road sign. I'm remembering a girl when I was young. And we said these songs are true. These days are ours. These tears are free. Hey, the cross is in the ballpark. And the cross is in the ballpark. We had a lot of fun. Had a lot of money. We had a little son. We thought we'd call him Sonny. Sunny gets sunnier day by day, by day, by day. Well, I've been waking up at sunrise. I've been following the light across my room. I watch the night receive my day. Some people say the sky is just the sky, but I say, why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? Sonny sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggle from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning ground. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother ride. Or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
No, Blanche. She's upset because they keep changing the taste of Coke.
Strange kind of Hello, welcome to the season 2 premiere of The Rhythm Method. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm sitting here with Jules.
That's me.
That's her. So I was actually thinking, seeing as this is season 2, we should probably introduce ourselves again, get to know each other. So I was hoping I could play a quick game of word association with you.
Let me just tell anyone, if anybody's listening, She's got like a little notebook out. She's got a pen somewhere. This is very official.
It is. I was thinking about this beforehand. Well, let's get a little background info first.
Okay.
Jules, do you have a nickname?
I do. It's Jules.
Great. Let's see. What do you collect, Jules?
In general?
Sure.
Lives?
Wow. What are birds?
You know, I asked myself that. I was thinking about pigeons earlier because I think they're kind of flighty. But birds are the rats of the sky.
Rats of the sky. Okay. Oh, side note. to anyone who's listening, here's a gem. Airplanes, pagan angels. Think about it. all right. Word association.
Yeah, I'm ready.
eBay.
Money.
Furrowed.
Brow.
Swan song.
They said Swanson, and I thought of Ron.
Great. Atlantis.
Oh, the underworld.
Otter.
I like Nutcracker.
Futon.
I thought of Love Seat.
Wonderful. So that's Jules in a nutshell.
That's me.
That's her.
Oh man, do I have to come back at you right now? All right,
no,
I can do this. what's your favorite aunt's first name?
I can't say that in case any of my aunts are listening.
What's your favorite color that is not blue or
it's
red?
It's yellow.
What's your favorite? What's the last thing you ate that made you go, wow, I've never tasted this before?
Oh. Sea cucumber.
What's the difference between a sea cucumber and a pickle? Just like I need to know. I feel like I can't go around this world unless I know the difference now.
I don't know what a sea cucumber is, and it's actually not what I ate, but I couldn't remember the name of what I ate, so I just substituted in something that sounded like what it was that I ate. So I, in fact, really can't tell you, but...
Okay, it's yeah, fine. All yeah. right, noted, but, yeah. you know, I am trying to garner some information. So if you had to name an animal that's your own right now, what would you name it?
An animal that is my own?
Yes.
Well, actually, there's been some debate. So I do have a dog at home, and his name is Coolidge. And it was recently brought up that that's not a great name for a dog. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. So we're thinking maybe Chaucer might be a good name for him.
That's a very, like, you got to know who Chaucer is to, like, get it kind of thing. I don't even really know who Chaucer is. I just know the name of Chaucer.
All right. We could name him Canterbury.
That too. Another name that just like goes over my head, but like I know I should know it, you know?
So actually we don't want to be that family. I take it back. We have to go with something a little more accessible.
Rob.
Rob?
Okay. Or like...
Or Rob backwards. Boar.
Boar.
Yeah.
Or like Lucifer.
Lucifer, sure.
Like Gerald.
Those are all good names. Gerund, that's a good one.
Gerund, that's also... A word related. I see you. Well, that's Elizabeth.
You know I'm into wordplay.
You and I both, babe. Yeah. You and I both.
So let me just tell you what you've heard. The song that started off the show, our season premiere, was The Obvious Child by Paul Simon. Jules and I nodded our heads a lot during that song.
Mm-hmm.
We got into it.
Shimmied a little bit. And then after that was Animal Collective off... of their newest album, and that the song was called Golden Gal.
And Jules went and saw them play live.
That's true.
And how was it?
It was really nice. Yeah. I was with, well, the people that I was with, they all seemed to be pretty big fans. Like, I would like to get Lewis's two cents on it yeah. as well. But I think Lewis,
he has a show on Mondays from, I believe, 12 to 1. And I believe he played only Animal Collective on that show.
Let's make a plug. What's his show's name?
Feeling Feelings.
All right. That makes kind of sense considering the Animal Collective album called Feels.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a good show.
Very good show.
And actually, one last plug. That very same Lewis is playing tonight in a cover show at the Arts House.
And at around what time do you think
I believe that
one
would be,
might be able to...
Show up at 9, I believe.
Show up at 9?
Yeah.
Noted. Go. Noted, Radio World.
All right. Well, I have a song. Shall
take
I play it?
Take us away.
All right. Let's do it.
You're Ox One?
I am.
Vominos.
Menina, alegria, pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela. Pois ela é minha menina, e eu sou o menino dela. Ela é o meu amor, e eu sou o amor todinho dela.
Don't bother me, I'm working. 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 Don't bother me, working, working. Let me, I'm working. Don't bother me. Don't bother me, can't you see? Don't bother me, working, working. Let me, I'm working. Don't bother me. Don't bother me, can't you see? Don't bother me, working, working. For me, I'm working. Don't bother me. Don't bother me, can't you see? Don't bother me, working, working. For me, I'm working. Don't bother me. Don't bother me, can't you see? Don't bother me, working, working. For me, I'm working. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Can't you see? Don't bother me. Working, working. Let me, I'm working. Yo. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Can't you see? Don't. Yo.
sight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight. We'll be right back.
the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Get it out on the main line. Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Get it out on the main line. Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Listen to the train whistle. Switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard.
Hello, welcome back. This is the Rhythm Method. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Test Reform Radio.
Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all.
Yeah, so let's see, you just heard Nighttime in the Switching Yard by Warren Zevon.
Now, what inspired that choice?
Well, I was just saying that I was having somewhat of a throwback to childhood, in which I listened to a lot of Warren Zevon.
It makes so much sense to me.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
That's not a Warren Zevon song most people know, but it's a good one.
What's a switching yard is my first question.
That's where when the trains come in and they need to switch which tracks they're on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, I don't know what's going on at this particular nighttime in this switching yard, but I like the sentiment.
I do as well. It's off of Excitable Boy, which is a great album.
Oh, it's a great album. It is not only a great album name, but a great album.
Mm, very cool.
Yeah, and before that
was DJ Shadow with Midnight in a Perfect World off of Introducing.
Now, Midnight in a Perfect World and Nighttime in the Switching Yard are actually very similar song names.
Maybe that was a subconscious choice that I made after you, or...
You made before me. You influenced
Honestly,
me.
Honestly, I think that's a total possibility, not outside the realm of truth.
Definitely. maybe, you know, once you take some more psychology classes, you'll
keep you posted.
Yeah,
for
let
sure.
me know, or do a study on it, maybe.
Do you want
to send out a Survey Monkey? I don't know. Isn't that what you guys use?
That's like my life. I have to make a ton of Survey Monkeys these days.
I took your survey.
Yeah. Thank you. Your input is valuable.
Yeah. I won't tell you what I put, though, because that would ruin the integrity of the study.
This is a double-blind study.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say all of your information is giving us insight into pigeon brains, which is what actually, every time I've taken a study here, they're always just at the end. They're just like, you know what? Thank you for your time. I played Tetris for like 3 hours once.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, you know what? Thank you. This really informs our understanding of pigeon aviation. And I was like, I am so glad to have helped you.
Wonderful. Okay, now let's see. What did I play before that song?
Not Dentist, but...
Dr. Dog, I believe. Is that what I played?
Okay. Yeah, Canines.
Canines. And I played Fire on My Back. That's off their new album, The Psychedelic Swamp. It's very good. I sort of ignored it when it came out, but I like it.
I love that. You're just like, okay, I just think the cut, yeah, I feel that. When something gets released,
you gotta ignore it a little.
Purposefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you thought you'd like it? Or just because you didn't get into it?
Both.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Before that was Les Scenes with Bother. Les Scenes is the guy from Toro y Moi, Chaz, I think his name is Chaz Bundick? Bundike?
That last name does not sound right, but I know
Bundwick?
His first name. Yeah, I think
Bundwick?
It's that.
Chaz Bundwick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the song.
Cute guy.
Yeah.
We said that many times on the show, actually.
What, that Chaz Bundick
is cute? Yeah.
Is cute?
Yeah.
Maybe he is. I think he is.
I think the truth is, he is. I think that's what it boils down to.
Keep doing you, Chaz, or Les Scenes, or whatever pseudonym you're taking this time.
And let's see, before that, you heard Amina Menina by Os Mutantes.
It's a great song.
It is a great song. Well, do you have a song to play?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Showtime! Let me find something. Sing a song for 20 seconds.
You know that I can't do that.
All right. Instead, I'm going to play Lauryn Hill.
All right.
Enjoy. This is off of Ms. Lauryn Hill.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo, it's about a thing. Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Hey, we got some very intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
Let's say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan.
You can love anybody, but when you in love with somebody, you looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, but no matter what he or she do. You looking at it like this.
If you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
I just love somebody. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before.
Yeah, true.
Or they've never been in love before. Or they don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah,
she poetic.
She killed it. We can end that conversation with that, right?
People turn the TV on, it looks just like a window. Tonight, only one at a time. precious. It's yours, it's mine, only one at a time. My life, my life, yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, then she can't ooh, yeah. Am I wrong to say if she can't dance, then she can't ooh? Hey, I never wanna waste your time. My life, so precious, is yours, is mine. And look at the time, my God, so precious, is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. So precious, is yours, is mine. Only one at a time. My life, my life.
Spells around the clock, dance around the globe with disco 54. I stare you in the eyes, spin you on your toes. Music and music without soul. Fill in the top rows, shot the blindfolds, pass the nitro, rock the love boat, get high and get low, kill the Merlot, stab in your fast boat, you pick up the gold. Make love once or more, we rest and encore. Doodle that, 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 hey. Break you off and you pick that cat, hey. Never seen no one this gorgeous. Pay your whole damn mortgage. But when you look at the time, hey, still you the one on the mind, hey. Still you the topic, the prime, hey. Thank God that it's Friday, tonight let's be the life of the party. It's nothing to me, get up and move your feet.
I never wanna waste your time. My life, so precious. Is yours, is mine. And look at the time. My God, so precious. Is yours, is mine.
University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new, global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aedekman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University.